Apprenticeships have always been a way to provide on-the-job training for people who want to work in the skilled trades, like carpentry or masonry or plumbing. Now you can add information technology to that list. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has this report on a non-traditional apprenticeship program.
If you want to be a carpenter or electrician, there are apprenticeships for that. Not so much for IT work. Until now.
Ed mentioned that you were hearing a clicking sound.
It was kind of like a gasping out of the back.
That's Steve Grega asking Iris Gold about the problem she's having with the machine. Not a furnace, but the computer on Gold's desk at Sufford and Gold Catering in Woodlawn.
Was it Thursday or Friday? I was on my computer and it just went out.
Grega has worked a variety of jobs in the IT industry, including computer retail, for more than 20 years. But now he's an apprentice with UTX, a tech company based in Cockeysville. He says he grew tired of hopping from one contract to another.
Well, unfortunately, with those type of positions, you have a contract. It could be 1 week at company X and not have anything for 3 or 4 weeks before they put you in for 6 months at company Y. I've gotten to the point where that jumping around is not really conducive to what I want to do anymore.
The apprenticeship is a full-time job with a lot of training, at least 144 hours of classroom time, and mentorship. Grega will even get a raise if he meets certain goals. He became an apprentice through TransZed Apprentice Services, a company modeled after an outfit based in the UK that provides non-traditional apprenticeships. TransZed grew out of President Obama's call for expanding apprenticeships into non-traditional fields like IT and cybersecurity. The company partnered with the Children's Guild after the Guild expressed an interest in expanding its educational mission.
This is a classroom with multiple computers and desks where our instructors will actually be to teach our apprentices.
Kimberly Neal, president of TransZed, is describing a classroom at company headquarters in the same building as the Children's Guild in Northeast Baltimore. She says they were able to take their first apprentices in November after a change in state regulations.
For us to begin venturing into the non-traditional occupations such as IT, we've had to work with the government and the legal system to actually amend COMAR to expand apprenticeships and to allow us to bring forth this offering.
State Labor Secretary Kelly Schulz says the change began a couple of years ago when the legislature approved creating pilot youth apprenticeship programs for STEM careers.
So we took that opportunity with the youth apprenticeship program to really start to talk and advocate for those types of non-traditional apprenticeship programs in the registered apprenticeship programs in what we would consider more of an adult traditional style program.
And Scholes says the possibilities are endless for non-traditional apprenticeships.
It really is what the industries, the businesses, the workforce system is craving, which is that combination between your academic and your learning environment and the on-the-job training.
For companies like UTX, the apprentice services offered by TransZed save time. Ed Podowski, president of UTX, says he was able to hire his first apprentice, Steve Grega, in 2 to 3 hours, calling the process easy compared to what he did before.
If I'm hiring one person, I'm going to spend 10 to 20 hours going through interviews. I get 50 applications, 50 resumes.
Kimberly Neal with TransZed says more than 300 people have applied since the fall, and they're looking for more businesses to offer apprenticeships. She adds they are also looking to expand across the state and to other fields like paralegal, business administration, and healthcare. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.